This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We cover real estate all the time, right? New home sales, used home sales, rents, mortgage rates, prices, all the same old things all the time. Point being, if ever there was an industry ripe for disruption, it's housing. And maybe one place to start is how houses are built. 3D printing's been around for a while now. Think engineers making prototypes of car parts or architects printing small-scale models of buildings. What about 3D printing the buildings themselves, full-sized houses? A number of companies are doing just that, as Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports.
From inside his garage, Jim Scott demos a 3D printer that can build the concrete walls of houses.
That back-and-forth motion is what the printer does.
Scott's company is called StructureBot, and it's one of several trying to disrupt the housing industry. It's a tech company designing products for construction companies to purchase, like this giant printer. The prototype takes up most of his four-car garage in Colorado Springs. A 16 by 16 foot steel scaffolding supports a robot holding a silver cistern with a nozzle. Out of the nozzle comes concrete.
It starts at the bottom, and then it goes up, 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 up.
The nozzle lays down layers of specialized concrete, a couple inches wide. The result is a wall that looks kind of like concrete corduroy. And it could be a game changer in the world of affordable housing. Sherry Witt Brown, CEO of the Habitat for Humanity chapter in Greeley, Colorado, has been following this technology for a while.
For the first few years, it was a little bit more expensive, clumsy, maybe not cost-effective enough for affordable housing.
But when she recently had the chance to tour some 3D printed houses, she was blown away.
I've been in this business for over 37 years, and it's the first thing that's come along that I think it will revolutionize the industry.
Revolutionize because those concrete walls can be printed in hours versus the days or weeks it can take to frame a traditional home. They provide great insulation and can cut a household's energy bills in half. 3D printed walls also tend to be stronger, easier to maintain, and more resilient against natural disasters, especially important in wildfire-prone Colorado.
With 3D printed homes, you're looking at something that is much more fire resistant.
And at the same time, the houses look basically like any other single-family home, just with those corduroy textured exterior walls. Habitat for Humanity will build up to 15 of these homes in Greeley next year and hopes to add dozens more after that. It's contracting with a builder called Alquist 3D. Founder Zachary Mannheimer has moved his whole company to Colorado and wants to make it an epicenter for shaking up home construction.
This industry is overdue for advancement, and that's what this technology is trying to do.
Along with the Habitat contract, Mannheimer says Alquist is working with a local community college to create a first-of-its-kind 3D building curriculum.
And once you go through that program, you'll be certified to be a 3D printer, and companies like ours will hire you.
3D printed concrete is really only used for making those corduroy walls. Roofs, trusses, all the rest, that's all still done the traditional way, at least for now. And Alquist homes currently cost about the same as a standard lumber-built house. But Mannheimer is hoping to drop the price by as much as 30% as his company scales up.
We're not there yet today, but within the next 24 months, we believe we will be.
If all these benefits pan out, Mannheimer believes 3D printing could finally help put a real dent in the country's affordable housing crisis. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.